Blog Talk Radio. are listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station, and this is Taking It to the Streets. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Taking It to the Streets for this Monday, November the 23rd, 2020. Now, I'm your host, Bishop Shalene Cook, and I'm blessed to be the founder of No Bounds Global Outreach Ministries, which is the home of the Spirit Alive Networks and the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, which airs right here on the Transformation Stations each and every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 Central, and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, at the top of the program, you heard our very own Professor Sylvester Henderson and his Los Madonnas Choir singing Thank You. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So won't you bow with me as we go to the Lord? O Most High, we come singing praises to your holy and worthy name. Lord, we just thank you for another opportunity to go out over the airwaves and to share with your people what you would have us to share. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you just pour into Prophetess Vanessa as she pours into us. I pray in the name of Jesus that every listener would have a ear to hear, hallelujah, and a heart to receive. And I pray, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that they would receive this word and not let it fall by the wayside, but that they would apply it to their daily lives. And Father God, we pray that if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, they will come and make you their Lord and Savior today. We just pray this and all other things in Jesus' name. Amen and glory to God. Well, Hallelujah, praise the living God. Good evening, family. Good evening, good evening, good evening. As I have said, I am Bishop Shalene Cook, and I am blessed to be here on tonight because my spiritual family, they haven't picked up on this yet, but this time every year, I get into this place where I just want to hear some good word. I just want to hear the word brought in a way that I know people will be changed, they will be delivered, transformed, hallelujah, healed. So on tonight, I have such a sister. I had to bring in my little sister. I had to bring in the big guns. I had to bring in my little sister, Prophetess Vanessa Carver, and she is going to come and bring us a word. And then I am also being joined by a bunch of my Spirit Alive family, and we will also hear from them later in the program. But right now, retrieve your Bibles, get something to write with and to write on. And please receive the mighty and anointed woman of God, Prophetess Vanessa Carver. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Bishop Cook. It's good to be here and to speak to everyone as well as to myself. This is a great topic. It is called Walking by the Spirit. I've been in Galatians, just to give you a little backstory, I've been in Galatians for months now. For many reasons, but one of the things is the Lord was dealing with me about this book for me personally and some transformations that I'm going through, some healing, some restoration, some strengthening, and this is one of the topics that he had me key in on to bring to the body collectively as a word. First of all, to be encouraged, not to make you feel condemned, and as a body of Christ, we are free to be encouraged. We need to be reminded of who we are and, you know, just how important our walk with God is. As I begin to study this and look over it, you know, what I do when I begin to prepare a word as collective, I always say, God, you speak through me, of course. But he always gives me little nuggets for me first. And like I said, weeks prior to this, I was studying about walking by the Spirit. And one thing that he was talking to me about was listening, hearing, and desiring to be led by the Spirit. So I'm going to talk about that first before we delve into the text. The text is in Galatians 5:13 through 25. And if anybody has listened to me for any length of time and knows me personally, I like the word. I like the word to speak on its own to you, specifically about you and for you. And so I will read the word, and I read different versions. I might be between the Amplified and the Passion Translation, just for emphasis sake, That's why I choose certain versions of the word, editions of the word. But so the Lord was just like, you know what, before you even walk by the Spirit, don't you think, and so we have conversations, usually personal conversations about many things, you know, and it's part of my meditation on the Word of God is conversation. And he said, you know, sometimes you have to want to be led by the Spirit. You ever think about that? You have to want to be a good listener. You have to want to hear. You have to want to desire these things. He said, let's just start first things first, to give one God, give one's attention to a sound. That's just a basic Webster's Dictionary definition of listening. And to hear, we perceive with the ear that sound made by something or someone. And so listening and hearing, they're two different things. You know what? Not too long ago, I used to think they were the same, but they're not. So what I want to highlight in these definitions is to listen means to give one's attention, which means there's a level of focus and clarity that you're utilizing when you're listening to something. Like I'm listening, you can use that in many different examples in your life. What do you do when you're actually listening to somebody's conversation that you don't think they know that you're listening to them? How do you act when you're listening to hear maybe air coming out of a tire or something? Don't you listen in a certain way? Isn't there a level of focus and clarity that you use and assurance to make sure and concentration when you are listening? So keep that in mind. But also when you're hearing, I want you to focus on the word of perceive, the perception you hear. For instance, in the natural, when you say, I thought I heard you say, and, you know, I thought I heard you say, have you ever been in a conversation where there was a big misunderstanding because of what somebody thought they heard versus what was said, which means somebody's not listening, right? And so usually what will happen is they say, no, you're not listening. I said this. So I'm using these definitions to get you to think about the listening and the hearing capacities in your life so that when we read about walking by the Spirit, it all makes sense. I teach, preach. I mostly teach. And so this may not get you on fire, but I know it'll encourage you. And then we want to deal with the word desire. It's a strong feeling of wanting something or wishing for something. That's the basic, you know, definition. So when I thought of listening, I thought of focus and clarity and concentration. When I thought of hearing, I thought of how am I being receptive? Am I expecting that when I'm hearing God that, you know, something's going to motivate me or sometimes even convict me, not condemn me, but convict me. Am I being responsive to what I'm hearing? So I'm saying all that, and I will revisit these terms throughout the presentation just to get you to understand and be aware of the things that you're listening and hearing and desiring. Desiring points to the motives in your heart, especially as it pertains to the areas in your soul, which constantly needs to be saved, right? It's progressive sanctification. So walking by the Spirit encompasses all these things, listening, hearing, and your desires. And this is the thing that me and the Lord talked before. He said, let's be honest, you have to want to listen. You have to want to hear. And you have to desire the things that I desire. Then we can start talking about walking by the Spirit. So see, sometimes we don't always want to hear God when it comes to certain things. We need to be honest and pick and say there's sometimes when we have selective hearing. We want to hear this, I don't want to hear that, and God be dealing with us about our love walk or about, you know, overlooking something. It says love covers a multitude of sin and different things that we may not want to overlook at the time. and he's saying, I need you to hear my heart. You know, I need you to hear my heart, which means there's some level of response that comes when we begin to hear the heart of God. We are receptive, which is great, but what is the response to it? There usually is always a response. So walking with the Spirit rather, has to do with a continuous action. It's a lifestyle, basically. It's not just one day you walk and one day you don't. It has to do with your worldview and your perspectives that's being purified through the Word of God. And it is habitual, not ritual, habitual. Ritual, I didn't even put that in there. That just came up. But the God said it should be habitual. It's something that we do because it's part of our discipline. It's part of our regimen with Him, how we walk with Him. It's a, like I said, it has to be a lifestyle. Otherwise, it feels ritualistic. It feels legalistic. I think that when we desire to walk with God, if we think of different biblical examples, Noah walked with God. You know, you think of Enoch walked with God and was no more. We think of different ones that walked with God and how that meant that usually pointed to some level of profound, intimate relationship. And it usually is about progression and maturity. And it's about full spiritual development, naturally, especially, and spiritually. It impacts every aspect of our life when we walk by the Spirit. So let's dig into this text a little bit. Okay, I'm going to be reading, and I always stop in between different things, in between different verses for emphasis. So Paul is talking to the Galatians, and he's addressing them about how they serve and about their freedom. In the previous verses, he's talking about their freedom and how they should live. And so let's see what Paul has to say. Beloved ones, God has called us to live a life of freedom in the Holy Spirit, but don't view this wonderful freedom as an opportunity to set up a base of operations in the natural realm. Freedom means that we become so completely free of self-indulgence that we become servants of one another, expressing love in all we do. So he's talking about their love walk, and he's like, even though we're free and, you know, there's grace, that doesn't mean we can take advantage of it and live and be selfish. It's that grace and that freedom is for us to learn to love one another and serve one another. The laws of God. All of the law can be summarized in one grand statement: demonstrate love to your neighbor, even as you care for and love yourself. So love your neighbor as you love yourself. But if you continue to criticize and come against each other over minor issues, you're acting like wild beasts trying to destroy one another. So he's basically saying, you know, these are things in the flesh that we do, you know, the fighting, the infighting, the competition, the comparison, all these things can bring these up. And then verses 16 all the way down to 25 is basically talking about how to live in victory and utilize your freedom and not use it in vain according to your flesh. As you yield freely and fully to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon the cravings of yourself, of your life, of your self-life. For your self-life craves the things that offend the Holy Spirit and hinder Him from living free within you. And the Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your odd self, your old self. And let me say that again. The Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your old self-life from dominating you. So then the two incompatible and conflicting forces within you are your self-life, it's the flesh, and the new creation is the life in the Spirit. But when you are brought into the full freedom of the Spirit of grace, you will no longer be living under the domination of the law, but soaring above it. And soaring above the life. Excuse me. Sorry about that. But when you are brought in the full freedom of the Spirit of grace, you will no longer be living under the domination of the law, but you'll be soaring above it. So the cravings of the self-life are obvious. These are the works of the flesh: sexual immorality, lustful thoughts, pornography, chasing after things instead of God, manipulating others, hatred of those who get in your way, senseless argument, resentment when others are favored, temper tantrums, angry quarrels, only thinking about yourself, being in love with your own opinions, being envious of the blessings of others, murder, uncontrolled addictions, wild parties, and all other similar behaviors. Haven't I already warned you that those who use their freedom for these things will inherit the kingdom realm of God? But the fruit, which is produced by the Holy Spirit within you, is divine love in all its varied expressions, joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless. Keep in mind that we who belong to Jesus, the Anointed One, have already experienced crucifixion. For everything connected with ourselves, life was put to death on the cross and crucified with Messiah. We must live in the Holy Spirit and follow after him. Okay, that is the text. I read that in the Passion Translation version, just to let you know. So if it sounded different, that is why. There's a whole lot here, everyone. And once again, we have to want to be led by the Spirit. I think that I didn't know until I really started reading it again in different versions and focusing on the things that God wanted me to focus on, why he wanted me to read this verse. I know that in the society and in the day that we live in now, that there are many things competing for our attention. We don't always realize the things that will sway us this way or influence us that way. We're more concerned. Sometimes we're not aware of it. We just are not aware of it. But the more that we read the word and study the word and do it, we realize that sometimes we can see the difference between what is influencing us and what's not influencing us. What we're allowing to influence us, sometimes it's not necessarily society. It can have to do with how we were brought up. It can have to do with, you know, our own, like it says, being more in love or more faithful to our own opinions than what the word is saying or what the spirit is saying. Some of us, you know, maybe have struggles in differentiating between the voice of God and our own voice. And I know the remedy to that. If you feel like that's an issue with you, get more into the word and you'll be able to tell the difference very quickly. But stay in the word. You may not have an issue about everything, but if you realize, why do I struggle hearing God when it comes to this area or that area, stay more into the word. And then when it comes time to make a decision or your discernment is maybe fuzzy, it will be more clearer when you begin to listen and hear the Spirit through the Word of God. That has to be your filter. I mean, there's always room for growth in this area and walking by the Spirit. But, of course, he addresses them about their freedom. So, once again, it goes back to our identity. We have to know who we are in Christ and what Christ has already made available to us. We already have it inside of us to do the things that he's asking us to do. Never once did he say it was going to be easy or come naturally, because it doesn't, depending on what it is. But it is in us to do it, and we have access to it. But see, it goes back to the things I addressed before about wanting to, desiring to, learning to listen, learning to hear. When it comes to certain things that are challenging to us, we may not have a problem in serving, but maybe we have a problem in serving with the right attitude. And so God may be dealing with us about this area, about how do I, you know, serve with a better, excellent spirit where I'm focused on you and not the people. People can throw you off in a lot of areas, and people can deter you from really walking by the Spirit. And that includes you. You get in your own way, and then if you allow other people to get in your own way. That should at the most be the biggest influence is his voice. It's his word. I remember I was doing some journaling once, and I go over my journals sometimes, and one of the things the Lord was saying, and I wrote it down, and I hear it sometimes too, is my voice and my word should be the biggest influence in your life. Period. There's nothing complicated about that statement. And he's right. and here's the word right here to back it up. There are things that we produce in our flesh, and there's things that our spirit will produce. And that's what we have to always remember. This subject cannot be taught enough. I think I remember teaching this at the assembly that I go to many years ago, and that was one of the things that I said. This cannot be taught enough. I mean, as we go from grace to grace and from glory to glory and from faith to faith, this is one of those subjects that will come up. He is always fine-tuning us in these areas that we really learn to walk with him and not ahead of him or not behind him. We walk alongside of him, and it is something that we have to want, desire. We have to really want it. And even be honest about those areas in your life where you don't desire to be led by the Spirit. You know why? Because these usually are areas in your soul that have to do with your will, your mind, and your emotions, where you are resistant to being led by the Spirit. I mean, the Lord knows it, so you're not hiding it by not telling him, I don't, you know, really want to deal with so-and-so and do this and that. So, Lord, I don't always consult your Spirit. I'm not always expecting to hear from you in this area. As a matter of fact, I resist you in this area. Help me. I know it's not your will for me to be, you know, obedient over here and then resistant over here. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, so we don't want to be that. But we do need to be honest about where we are not habitually, you know, walking with him, seeking his, not just his opinion, but what his word says about walking with him. So look, from verses 13 to verses 25, there may be, I'm sorry if I said 25. I think it's, yeah, it's 25. If we claim we live by the Holy Spirit, we must also walk by the Spirit with personal integrity, godly character, and moral courage. Our conduct empowered by the Holy Spirit. Listen, Holy Spirit is here to empower us, and he helps us because he knows this doesn't come naturally to us. He knows that we will be in challenging situations where we need to be still, where we need to say, Lord, what? How do I respond, you know, to you in this? How do I respond to the situation, you know? But ask him to strengthen you, give you peace, help you to focus, maybe even deal with your level of expectation and your receptivity and your response. I think some things in us are hardwired. And so thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, because then he can begin to break up any fallow ground in our hearts that gets in the way of us being led by the Spirit. But always stay integral and be honest about where you are versus where you need to be. And I feel like this was a great topic because, like I said, there's so many things that impact and influence how we think, what we do, what we don't do, what decisions we make, all that kind of stuff. And do I have to say it? I don't, but I will anyway. Social media is a perfect example of one of those areas that is constantly, if we let it, bombarding our peace. It bombards, you know, the word. This is why it's important to take every thought captive and subject it to the obedience of Christ. Christ is, you know, all about love. And so I think that it's simple, but then it's not. And when I say simple, it's all here in black and white. We can study the word because we know that this word is God-breathed. It's not just black words on a white paper. It is more than that. It is life. It is active and it is alive. So when we read it, knowing that it is coming from his heart, you know, inspired by people that wrote it, he speaks to us specifically about our own issues through this word. So it's for everybody, but personal for you tonight. Walking by the Spirit. It's nothing, you know, let God fill in those places in this topic that are blank, that you don't have a lot of understanding about, that you might be struggling with. Or just be encouraged and remember that if you already are pretty much on point with this, be encouraged and help somebody else pull up in a better way in this area. We all need to encourage each other. This is how we serve each other. If we claim, like I'm going to read the last one, the last verse, if we claim to live by the Holy Spirit, if we claim to be saved, if we claim to be servant leaders who live by the Holy Spirit, we must walk by the Spirit with personal integrity, godly character, and moral courage, and our conduct empowered by the Holy Spirit. I just want you to be encouraged tonight. This is short and sweet, but this is basically wanting you to be encouraged to know that this is always available. It should be something that we're doing, but also it's an area where we can do better in. And I know,
Amen.
Based on all these scriptures, I mean these verses, that there's at least 2 to 3 different scriptures that may be coming off the page for you, that the Holy Spirit is telling you about, or giving you more revelation about. I mean, just with me writing, I have a page already of things, and there'll be more. So in each verse, there's something there for you first. And then it may be something for the people you minister to and the people that are on their way. And definitely take this passage in prayer.
Yes,
because
amen.
Because you begin to pray the word, and you begin to talk about your responsiveness, you're listening, do you desire, or whatever else God may bring up, those are powerful prayers, and he will hear them and answer them too. Usually the conversation starts immediately. That's what I found to be true. If you come
Hallelujah.
To him with an open heart. So thank you, everyone.
Ooh, amen. Glory to God. Okay, she said short and sweet, and it was short and sweet. Praise Jesus. We're talking about listening, hallelujah, desiring, and walking in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I praise God for that message because I really truly believe that we will not be successful down here on this earth until we have a very up-close, personal, transparent relationship with the Holy Spirit. He is our Paracletos. He does come along beside us and teach us the things of God. And we need to want to hear what the Father is saying. But I just want to talk to all my single ladies. All my single ladies. Let me talk to y'all right quick. Remember when Prophetess said, some of y'all, you know, y'all don't want the Holy Spirit in that area, in a certain area? I know exactly what she's talking about because I have seen it with my own 2 eyes. Some of you sisters are phenomenal. Oh, you have a beautiful prayer life. You do your meditations. Oh, you work in the church and everything. You walking by the Spirit. Oh, you listening and you walking and you moving and you healing. Until it comes to the question of that mate. And then all of a sudden, y'all want to get to telling the Lord, oh, no, 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 no. You don't want to hear him. We don't get to pick and choose. Well, we can, but it would be to our detriment. You know,
Yeah. We
cannot pick and choose. If we are a child of God, we will not pick and choose what we tend to listen to. We want to hear everything that the Holy Spirit has to say because everything that the Holy Spirit has to say is coming directly from the Father. In fact, the Holy Spirit can't tell us anything unless it's coming directly from the Father.
Yes.
You know, I know for me, I know you write about it, Prophetess Vanessa, because I know I want to hear from God. I want to hear from the Holy Spirit. I love the Holy Spirit. I love him so much. I wrote a whole study guide about dedicated to the Holy Spirit because I believe when we truly understand the Spirit, then we will better interact with the Spirit. You know, a lot of people are under the misconception that the Holy Spirit is an emotion. He is not. He is the third person of the triune God, okay? He is not a warm and fuzzy feeling, but he is the one that will convict us of our sin. He is the one who will clean out all the junk in our trunk and replace it with the things of God. He is the one that teaches us and reveals to us the things of God. So we should want to hear everything that the Holy Spirit has to say, because to know God is to listen to His Spirit and to walk by His Spirit. And I'm telling you, there is freedom in doing that. It is a beautiful thing when you get up in the morning and say, okay, Lord, what are we going to do today? You know, and then you actually wait for an answer. You know, we go up there asking God, what do you want me to do, God? But we already have a preset plan in our mind. But we want to go up there and see if He's going to co-sign it or not. We can't go to the Spirit, go up there like that. You know, what we do is we allow the Spirit to talk, we listen, and then we go out and we do what we are told to do, not in our own stead, not according to our agendas or our opinions or our whatever, but according to the Word of God. I remember 15 years ago, about 14 years ago when I first started Spirit Alive, oh, people got in my face telling me, oh, this isn't real church. You know, you shouldn't, that don't count for church. That's not church. Huh. Well, now, isn't that hilarious? Now, everybody has to be on the internet or on live stream or on FaceTime or on Zoom. You know, now they're coming up, well, you can do this, but no, I'm not going to do all of that. I'm not moving to that. Why? The Holy Spirit ain't told me to move to all that. I'm going to do what I'm doing the way the Lord told me to do it until He tells me to do something different. Don't care if they tell me to walk across the street over there to KFVS TV tomorrow. If the Lord don't tell me to walk over to KFVS TV tomorrow, I'm not going. Because I want everything that I do to be under the anointing of the Most High God. Now, we've got some family members in here that I know want to touch and agree, because we love to celebrate the messenger and the messages. And so we come together as a family and we just touch and agree. So I'm going to go to my little sister, Evangelist Michelle. Come on in the room, sweetheart.
Thank you so much, Bishop. First, I just want to say I praise God for you, Prophetess Carver, and I thank you for this message tonight, because you truly touched my spirit. And because I've been trying to focus more on me and the walk with the Spirit and not allow the way that others treat me and bring up, because, you know, people are so ready to bring up your past and, you know, and you sometimes it's so easy to get in that tit for tat with them, you know, and try to prove yourself. No, that's not me anymore. You know, I'm walking in the Spirit, and I'm, you know, I'm not that person anymore. It's easy for us to get in that tit for tat with them. And they're always sitting on the sideline trying to watch you, watch your every move, you know, and to see and wait for you to make a mistake, you know, so they can say, aha, see, you know. So I just want to thank you for reminding us that we need to always soar above the old us and be mindful at all times to demonstrate love, you know, and love for our neighbors and even those neighbors and those ones that try to keep us holding on to the past. And you said that this was short and sweet, but honey, what comes from the heart reaches the heart, and you truly reach my heart. And I thank you so much, because, you know, you really blessed me on tonight, and I just thank you so much. God bless you, and may He continue to bless every word that come off your tongue. God bless you.
Thank you, Michelle. I want to encourage you, Michelle, because I know that is one of the things that can distract all of us, is people watching our every move to be wrong. And at the same time, I'm like, you know what? Every right move that you make for God is convicting them or condemning them, because they're obviously not submitted or they wouldn't be picking with you. And I try to believe that it once again to be reminded that that happens in families, that happens in all kinds of people. They're just watching you to be wrong. I said, but you know what? God's never wrong. So whether I make a mistake or not,
God has not
made a mistake with the things that He's doing in my life. I just want you to be encouraged.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go on down to the Holloway compound. Hallelujah. We're going to go down to Arizona to the Holloways, Prophetess and Apostle. Good evening. God bless you both. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to get him here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay. There we go.
I am.
All right, we got
for
you.
The Holloway. The Holloway
okay,
camp.
Well,
the Holloway
okay,
camp.
Okay, we put the Holloway camp in.
Okay, well, we praise the Lord tonight for being here. Thank God for the word and for Prophetess Vanessa. God bless you, Prophetess. This is a wonderful lesson to remind us of the Holy Ghost and that we have to have a relationship with the Holy Ghost. This is our victory. I just thank God for Evangelist Michelle and how she brought up how other people, when they talk about you, because I thought about that, and I have to watch that in myself and thinking, well, Lord, if I do this, and they'll say, but it doesn't matter what they say or what they do, because you know what? Persecution is just as much a promise as any of the other promises.
That's right.
In the
That's
word
right.
of God, because
That's
if
right.
we live for the Lord, yeah. we're going to be persecuted.
That's
we're going
right.
to get
Amen.
A hundredfold blessing with persecution. And so
yeah.
we used to have a pastor that said, come on, Mr. Persecution, I got something for you. And so we have the joy of the Lord and the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
And God says, if we obey and serve him, we'll spend our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. So
yeah.
we're just to obey the Lord. And yes, the Holy Ghost is our friend. He is our very present help. He is the presence yeah. of God and the Spirit of God. And I just thank God for the Holy Ghost. I just really do. We don't have to wait until we get home to pray or
That's
get
right.
in a certain place to pray because he is with us. He is
yes.
inside of us. And so, Prophetess, I just thank you for the word and that teaching tonight. Thank you. God bless
Amen.
You.
Thank you.
God bless you, sweetheart. God bless you. We just love you and we thank you, Prophetess Holloway. Now, we have one with us tonight, and I want to switch gears. Well, not really, because I'm walking in the spirit right now, but I'm going to switch gears for a moment. Apostle Zeta Flowers has just joined. She has joined us, and you know, saints of God, Apostle Zeta is very faithful. She's very loving. She's very kind and she's very committed, and she most definitely walks by the Spirit of the Most High God. In the last, I would say, 6 months alone, we have had reports that she has lost countless family members, but yet she perseveres. She continues to walk by the Spirit. She shows up to programs. She supports the other ministers. She is here always to lend her voice. And I'm just asking that tonight that we take a moment or two or three or however many we need to just love on Apostle Zeta, because she is going through. She just lost another loved one. Found out she lost another loved one on yesterday. So we would just like to lift her up in prayer. Intercessor and Prophetess Vanessa, would you please begin
yes,
the prayer for Apostle Zeta?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Father God, first of all, we thank you and we give you honor today for covering Apostle Zeta, her family, her heart, every area of her body as well, Lord, that's sensitive to the loss that's impacting her now. Even for days to come, Lord, I speak over her right now. I speak over her person, Father God, that these things will not overtake her and drag her down. I thank you, Lord, today for healing in her emotions, healing just of loss and what it does to us, what grief does to us. I pray, Father God, that she can grieve in a healthy way, I pray, Lord, that today there's a word in her mouth, even for those in her family who are overtaken, who may be slipping as well because of the loss and because of not knowing what tomorrow may bring. I thank you, Lord, today for peace that surpasses all understanding, guarding her heart and her mind so that she can know what to say and know what to do and not be burdened by the aftermath of what happens when we lose our loved ones, especially those we lost unexpectedly, especially when there's things and things to take care of in the natural that sometimes make us even more sad and make us more depressed when we have to deal with details of how they left. And I just thank you, Lord, today because you are mindful of her. You're mindful of all of us. And thank you, Lord, for those who are coming alongside to help her, that they'll know what to say, that they'll know what to do without burdening her, but that they will help lift her load at this time. We continue to lift her up, Lord. I know that even as I'm speaking, that I see you lifting her up, and you're mindful of her. Lord, let her be able to rest, even in the natural, that she'll be able to have sweet sleep that energizes her and refreshes her every day, and that even at, you know, during this time where we're with our families and things, as those who are missing in her life, Father God, you fill those voids. Only the way you can.
Yes.
And I just thank you, Lord, today that she will not do things in her own strength to try to deal with the grief. Anything, Lord, you're speaking to her heart, Father God, I speak strength right now to every part of her body, every part of her mind, and every part of her soul. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Michelle, pray for Apostle Zeta. Please.
Father God, we just come lifting up Apostle Zeta to you right now. Father God, we know that she's lost many family members right now, so we're just asking that you just comfort her right now, Father God. Just put your loving arms around her right now, Father God, and build her up where she's feeling lonesome and torn down, Father God. Bless everyone that's around her that's trying to comfort her, Lord God. Give them words that will heal her right now, Father God. We ask that you just continue to pour love into her heart and let her know that those that are trying to comfort her, they are trying hard to find the words, Father God, so give them the words. Keep pouring into her, Father God, that she never turns away from you, that she understands that these things don't happen to hurt her, but to just build her faith and strengthen you, Lord God. We thank you for her, Lord God, that she continues to be a faithful steward of you, Lord God. We thank you for her love and her encouragement that she continues to pour out to your people, Lord God. We thank you for the strength that she gives us and the encouragement that she gives us, even in her time of pain and distress, Lord God.
Yes.
She is that faithful steward that Bishop talked about. She gives us the courage, Lord, to keep going on, even in our times of distress, Lord God. And we just thank you, and we thank you for her and for that time when you placed her in her mother's womb, Lord God. You placed that spirit in her. And we thank you for that encouragement that you placed and instilled in her, Lord God. And we just want just a glimpse of that in our lives, Father God. We look towards her, and we look towards you for the hills from which our blessings come from, Lord. And we just encourage her right now, Father God. We love you and we look to us even right now, Apostle Zeta. We just want to touch and agree right now that you are and moving forth in this ministry. And we just want to build you up on every side right now and let you know, as we touch and agree right now, that we love you so much. And we know that you love all of your family members right now, Father God. And we just ask that you just help her to remember the good times, Father God, that she can remember the good times and the memories right now, Father God. And she, too, will meet them. And those that she said that died in you, Lord, we thank you, and that they would all remember that they can come to her and learn of you from her, Father God, that they too can have everlasting life, and she can be that pillar that could bring them to you, Lord, and that they can see the encouraging spirit that she has dwelling within her, that even in times like these, she stands firm in your word, Lord God, and she never leaves you, Lord God, and maybe her family will look to you one day as well as she does.
Yeah.
And we just love you right now, and we thank you, Lord, for her spirit and her encouragement. And Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Prophetess Holloway, please pray for your dear friend.
Yes. Father, we just thank you and we praise you right now. We lift you up and we magnify your name. We thank you so much for her steadfastness in you, her steadfastness in what you've given her to do, even for each one of us, Father God, how she is always there and lending a helping hand and giving a word of comfort. She has always been there to pray for us and even myself personally in a possible, Father God. We pray for her right now. Lift her up. Bring her comfort, Father God. I see you wrapping your arms around her right
now.
In the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would continue to touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God.
Yes, Father.
Father God. Even in her mind, in her muscles, in her heart, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Strength her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, whatever she's doing and has to do, Father God, we just thank you for providing provision.
Yes.
We thank you for provision in her life and the increase,
yes,
of God. God, we thank you for even her daughters lifting her up, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And God, we just bring her family before you, Father,
yes,
God. And that you will continue to encourage and comfort them and strengthen them, Father God, and draw them unto you, oh God, in the name,
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
God, we thank you for stirring them up right now, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
And God, we just thank you for comforting words and thoughts coming her way in the name,
yes,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We thank you for doing something special for her right,
yes,
now,
Lord,
in the name,
right,
of
now,
Jesus.
Right now, Jesus.
And we give you the glory, Father God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace, just praising you and thanking you for the beautiful spirit that you have placed in our lives, the light that you have placed in our lives in the person of Apostle Zeta. Lord God, we just want to hug her right now. We just want to tell her how much we love her, Lord God. We want her to feel our love and our support for her, Father God. So we just pray that you exalt her. Place her under your pinion, Father God. Hallelujah. Strengthen her on every leaning side. Father, we just thank you for her heart set and her mindset. And Father, you have declared and decreed that you are a rewarder of those who are obedient to your holy word. And Lord God, you have said in your holy word that you will always fight our battles, that you will always stand firm with us when we stand in you. Well, Father, I praise you for her living example of your love. I praise you, Father God, that no matter what she goes through, she chooses to stand. She doesn't give up. She doesn't give in. She doesn't give out, Lord God. She just continues to stand according to your will, your purpose, and your word. And we want to thank you that we have Apostle Zetas in this world, Lord God, that is constantly pointing others to you, that is constantly asking people to live their lives for you, that only want to see your people grow up into the fullness of you. I love you, Lord God, and I love her for her servant's heart. I love her, Father God, because when I see her, when I deal with her, I can hear and see all the attributes of you, Father. She is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Her word is her bond, Father God. Hallelujah. She does stand in integrity. She honors you as she honors us. She loves us as she loves you. Lord God, she prays for us. She accepts us as we are, Lord God, and she only wants us to be the best for your glory. So I want to thank you for this phenomenal woman of God that you have placed amongst us, Lord God. And we will cherish her, for she is indeed a treasure. And I pray this and all other things in the mighty matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Apostle Zeta, would you like to have a word, dear?
Yes, I would like to have a word of thanks because I needed prayers And I just want to thank each one of you. Each one of you, I know the Holy Spirit gave you what to pray for me. And I know that I'm covered. I know I'm covered by the prayers. And I just want to say thank you to each one of you. I mean, everything that you prayed is just what I needed. And I'm going to be all right. It really hit me yesterday morning. That was one of my first cousins that passed on Saturday. But, it has been so many, none from COVID. But the last one, it was cancer. The one before that, he just died in his sleep. And the one before that, she was only 27. And then, you know, there have been others. One of my own sisters, my blood sister, Quita, she left back in April. But, you know, I can still praise God.
Yes.
I can still praise him because he's been there for me and for others and for all of us. And so I'm thankful. But I guess I had just reached that point. You know, I've been supportive of my family each time a loved one was lost, supportive and helped with the planning and things like that. I actually have done some of the funerals. But I, you know, I praise God for my strength. I thank him for being able to hold out and hold up and continue on, which I will still be doing. And
hallelujah.
Thank you for this time. I just wanted to thank everybody for
You're
your
welcome.
Prayers. Amen. They were needed.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? You can take in the time that you need. It's about, you know, because you know me, this is not about a program. This is about ministry. This is about loving one another. And if, you know, folks need to look in through the looking glass at the way we operate amongst each other, that's just fine with me because we love you and we wanted you to know how much we love you and we don't ever want you to doubt how much we love you and how much we are here for you, praying for you. I do not believe in giving people their flowers after they're gone. I believe in giving people their flowers while they're here and they can still smell them and enjoy them. And we want you to know right now how much you're loved and how much you're appreciated and how much your example means to us. I have watched you for many, 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 many years, and you have just always been steadfast. When I think about you, I really do think about that tree that is planted by the water, and I praise God that you just hold your resolve. You got a made-up mind, a determined mind to follow Jesus.
Amen.
And that's by walking in his spirit every day, and you do that. So, Prophetess Vanessa, I want to thank you, beloved, for that wonderful message about walking in the spirit, listening, wanting to hear, actively listening to the spirit. We need to actively listen. We don't need to just go up to the Lord and say, okay, Lord, I done threw my prayer up. Now, you know, if you got something to say, say it. No, we need to be actively listening for the voice of the Holy Spirit. We need to want to hear from the Holy Spirit because we want to live our lives in a way that there will be no ands, ifs, and buts about who we serve, who it is that we serve.
Amen.
So we need to seek him. We need to study to show ourselves approved. We need to pray according to that word. And I don't care what the world is saying to you. If the Holy Spirit has not said move, don't you move. If the Holy Spirit has told you to get up and go do something, you need to get up and go do it.
Yes.
You know, because people, I don't understand why some of us don't don't get it. The abundant life, that's for right now. When
yes.
we're in heaven with Jesus, we will be having an eternal life then, not an abundant life. We will be up there with abundance. Okay, so the abundant life is right now. And if we want to have an abundant life, we must listen to, seek out, then listen to, then live according to the Holy Spirit. So I just want to thank you, Prophetess Vanessa. You never let me down. I love the way you teach. And I just enjoy listening to you teach. And I just want to say thank you to my family, to Prophetess Holloway, to Evangelist Michelle, and, of course, to our loving, I call her the ministry mom, because we all look at her like a mom, Mother Apostle Zeta Flowers. So I just want to thank everybody for coming out tonight, for listening. We pray that you will indeed speak the Spirit, seek the Spirit, ask the Spirit. When you're reading the Word of God, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what God has for you, okay, what he has for you. Too many of us are looking around wanting what God has for other people. But we need to do it. Some of us need to do a reset, as I heard Prophetess Holloway say a while back. We need to do a reset button and let God really give us the assignment that he wants us to have. We need to come out of self and get into the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So I just want to praise God for the messenger, the message, for my family that is here and present. And I just want all of our listeners to know that we love you. We pray in the name of Jesus that if you do not know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, that you would come this day, right now, this moment, hallelujah, asking the, and you would ask the Lord to come into your life and rescue you, to save you, hallelujah, because before you can walk in the Spirit, you've got to have the holy hookup.
Yes.
And that link is Jesus. So, you know, we have to go to Christ and we have to ask him to become our Lord and Savior. And then we are gifted. The Holy Spirit is a gift. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't have to earn it or anything. He just gives it to us. Just like he does his grace, mercy, salvation, joy, peace, redemption, all of that. Gifts. He gave, and he was willing to give them before the foundation of the earth. And he made a way to communicate, for us to communicate with him, and that's through the presence and the power of his Holy Spirit. So I pray that we pray that you would just continue to walk in the Spirit, learn more about the Spirit. You know, I, in fact, I have written a book called Spirit Check. You want to check it out, go over to Amazon.com. If that's something that you might want to, it'll help you to do a comprehensive study of the Holy Spirit, because I believe that when people truly understand the functions of the Holy, of the Trinity, they will understand it's a lot like an egg. You know, you got three parts, okay, and they all have a function. You know, and so the Holy Spirit is the one who, he's God's interior decorator. He's the one that comes in and removes the hate and replaces it with love and hallelujah. He takes the pride and he takes the pride and boots that out the front door and replaces that with humility and oh hallelujah. He'll take all that gossip and turn it into exaltation. You know, exhortation. I mean, he does some fabulous work. You need to check him out. The Holy Spirit is phenomenal. Hallelujah. So I just praise God that, you know, if you don't know Jesus, all you have to do is go to him and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. please forgive me of my sin. For I believe that you are the Son of the living God. See, we don't serve dead gods around here. Mm-mm. We serve the one true living God, hallelujah, through our faith in his Son, Jesus, hallelujah, by the power of his Holy Spirit, praise God, hallelujah. And just like that, he will come into your life, and then you will begin to study to show yourself approved. I don't know what COVID is going to do, but I know one thing. Jesus is as close as your heart.
Amen.
He's as close as your heart. You don't even have to worry about going outside to commune with Jesus or the Holy Spirit. He's everywhere you are. So just remember that you do have a parakletos. The word parakletos means teacher. It means to come along beside, as my sister said, and he will walk with us. And, you know, it's that thing that you feel when you're walking down the street and you feel, you hear something in your head go, turn left here. And you turn left.
Yeah.
Because a car just ran up on the sidewalk a block down the street. See, he will help you. In more ways, he will literally save your life. So you need to start getting in tune and getting in line with the Holy Spirit. So once again, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. I want to thank all of you that are in the chat rooms, all of you that are here. Now, if there was any of you that wanted to say anything, you know the drill here. I'm looking at all the numbers. They're very familiar. You can press your one, hallelujah, and have a word. But if not, we're just glad that you came tonight and that you heard this awesome word about walking in the Spirit from Prophetess Vanessa Carver. We pray that everybody will have a beautiful and blessed Thanksgiving, but because every day is a day of Thanksgiving for us here at Spirit Alive, but we pray that you do enjoy your Thanksgiving day and your festivities, amen, but we are just going to give God the glory all the way, so we pray that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, everyone. God bless you, and have a glorious evening. Thank you, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
God bless you.
Good night.
God bless you.